From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Saudi-led coalition rejects South Yemen self-rule declaration. Indonesian Consulate General in Cape Town facilitates repatriation of 43 Indonesian crews of Japanese fishing vessels stranded in South Africa. Now the news in detail. The Saudi-led military coalition in war-torn Yemen on Monday rejected a declaration of self-rule by separatists in the country's south and demanded an end to any escalatory actions. As quoted by AFP.com, on April 27, the breakaway declaration made Sunday threatens to reignite a war within a war in the Arabian Peninsula's poorest country, which is already gripped by what the United Nations calls the worst humanitarian disaster. The secessionist move significantly complicates the country's five-year-old wider conflict fought by the Saudi-led coalition and Yemen's internationally recognized government against Iran-backed Houthi rebels who control much of the north, including the capital Sana'a. Separatists in the south, which used to be an independent country, have repeatedly agitated to break away again, a campaign that was temporarily put to rest with a power-sharing coalition-sponsored deal signed in Riyadh last November. China's ambassador in Australia has warned that demands for a probe into the spread of the coronavirus could lead to a consumer boycott of Aussie wine or trips down under. As quoted by AFP.com, Australia has joined the United States in calling for a thorough investigation of how the virus transformed from a localized epidemic in central China into a pandemic that has killed more than 200,000 people, forced billions into isolation, and torpedoed the global economy. In a thinly veiled threat, Ambassador Cheng Jingye warned the push for an independent inquest into the origins of the outbreak was dangerous. A top security advisor to the South, President Moon Jae-in, explained North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is alive and well, downplaying rumors over Kim's health following his absence from a key anniversary. As quoted by AFP.com, conjecture over Kim has grown since his conspicuous no-show at April 15 celebrations for the birthday of his grandfather Kim Il-sung, the founder, the most important day in the country's political calendar. The advisor said that Kim had been staying in Wonsan, a resort town in the country's east, since April 13, adding, no suspicious movements have so far been detected. Survivors of last year's New Zealand volcano eruption are planning to sue cruise ship company Royal Caribbean for failing to warn of the risks involved in touring the area, lawyers said on Monday. As quoted by AFP.com, there were 47 people, mainly Australian tourists, on White Island when it erupted on December 9 last year, killing 21 people. Many were carried off with horrific injuries, including extensive external and internal burns from the explosion that sends steam, ash, and gases for the caldera. Lawyer Rita Youssef from Sydney-based tax Gold Camp said that firm was preparing to launch legal action against Royal Caribbean on behalf of survivors and families of the victims, many of whom were passengers on the cruise liner Ovation of the Seas. Youssef stated at least one Australian family and an unconfirmed number of others will sue for alleged negligence, breach of contract, and violations of Australian consumer law. Italy has outlined plans to ease the restrictions it imposed 7 weeks ago to curb the spread of the coronavirus. As quoted by BBC.com, Prime Minister of Italy Giuseppe Conte stated the measures would be relaxed from 4 of May, with people being allowed to visit their relatives in small numbers. Parks, factories, and building sites will reopen, but schools will not restart classes until September. Roman Catholic bishops have written to Mr. Conte to protest against the continued ban on church services. It comes as the country recorded its lowest daily death toll in weeks, and there were 260 new virus-related deaths on Sunday, the lowest daily figure since 14 of March. The total is now at 26,644, Europe's highest official toll. Italy has confirmed 197,675 cases of the virus, according to data from Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking the disease globally. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Consulate General in Cape Town, South Africa, successfully repatriated 43 Indonesian crew members who were stranded in Cape Town, South Africa, due to lockdown in that country. The 43 crew consisted of 28 crew members from the Shinsei Maru No. 3 ship repatriated by air and 15 crew members from Fukuku Maru No. 51 repatriated by the fishing vessel. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Consul General in Cape Town, Muhammad Siraj Parwito, when contacted by the Voice of Indonesia's reporter by phone on Monday, April 27. Muhammad Siraj Parwito further said that 28 crew landed in Jakarta on Sunday, April 26, while the other 15 crew members are expected to arrive within the next 20 days.
Mereka tiba di Indonesia hari Minggu, tanggal 26.
They arrived in Indonesia on Sunday and they actually stayed overnight in Narita. Then from Narita they flew directly to Jakarta. In Jakarta they are temporarily accommodated by PT Harin agents, and for those who travel to Java they can directly use the bus. But those from outside Java must be accommodated first in the agent office because they are actually all healthy and have passed the medical examination in Jakarta. For the other 15 crew members, they use fishing vessels where they work and are expected to arrive in Indonesia 20 days later. Muhammad Siraj Parwito added that since the lockdown, the South African government has banned international flights, both from and to South Africa. But he added, specifically for repatriation, it is still permitted by the South African government. The last item. Indonesia has readied 10,000 beds at 1,000 hospitals for patients who contracted coronavirus nationwide in order to upgrade the capacity and quality of healthcare facilities. As quoted by Antara News Agency, government spokesperson for COVID-19 response Ahmad Yuryanto, during a daily press briefing on Monday, stated over 1,000 hospitals are now functioning to treat COVID-19 patients, whether confirmed positive cases or patients under observation PDP. He noted that hospitals comprise those under the management of the central government and local governments, as well as police and military, in addition to private hospitals. Some 7 to 8,000 beds among the available 10,000 are currently occupied. The authority has ensured that hospitals across Indonesia will have sufficient capacity to accommodate patients. Concurrently, the government will continue to upgrade infrastructure to self-produce testing kit and reagent for the real-time polymerase chain reaction or PCR test as it becomes significant and one of the government's priorities. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular commentary. The title of today's commentary is United Information System Against COVID-19 Launched. Well, listener, after about 2 months, Indonesia was hit by the case of COVID-19 pandemic. The Task Force for the Acceleration of Handling COVID-19 carried out the initial launch of COVID United Information System. The launch was announced by Chairman of the National Task Force, Expectant, Wiku Bakti Bawono Adi Sasmito, during a press conference at the Task Force Media Center in Jakarta on Monday. BIND United Against COVID, BLC, is one data-integrated information system to increase the acceleration of data recording in the context of accelerating COVID-19 handling in all regions in Indonesia. Wiki also said that the effort requires a strong collaboration between the center and the region, district city to the RT or RWL or the lowest level. He said that he called all related stakeholders of the nation, all regions, to the border and remote areas to be able to connect with the center and other regions. He added that one data can be a navigator in making a policy in the government with decisions that are right on target. According to Wiku, the BLC has assistant function to speed up the flow of data recording at the level of health center, hospitals, laboratories, and health services from the regions. In addition, the BLC can function to find out the location of distribution in Indonesia and the spread of COVID-19 cases, the recording of result of the rapid diagnostic test, RDT, and the logical needs and distribution in hospitals, laboratories, and health services. This information system can also be accessed by the public based on a smartphone application that must be downloaded first. Through this application, the public can find out vulnerable locations, assess the risk of COVID-19, independent isolation features, and online consultation with doctors or psychologists. The launch of this system is a good development in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. The central government can learn from the province of West Java, which has already developed open information regarding the handling of the pandemic. West Java has developed what we called PIROBAG application, Information and Coordination Center for COVID-19 West Java. In the application, every day there are updates about the suspect, the patients, until the addresses at the village level. This application can also be used to make donation, register as a volunteers to complain about citizens who are rightful to receive or have not yet received social assistance. This application received praise from the representative of United Nations Development Program UNDP in Indonesia, Christophe Buhet. According to Buhet, the PIROBAG application is very futuristic. This shows how the local government works in the future. After COVID-19 ends, this will be the way the local government works digitally. The public certainly hoped that the application of United Against COVID BLC will also be futuristic and useful in a bid to especially stop the spread of COVID-19. Hopefully, the information of one data in this application can enhance mutual awareness to look after oneself and keep others in the spirit of mutual cooperation. Well, listener, that's today's commentary. Thanks for listening. Read by Rahmana.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History will begin on April 28, 1949, when Chairil Anwar dies. Chairil Anwar is a prominent Indonesian poet. He was born in Medan as an only child. Chairil Anwar's name became famous in the world of literature after his work was published in Nisan or Two magazine in 1942, at which time he was only 20 years old. Almost all the poems he wrote referred to death. His famous poem is titled Aku or I. His work is estimated at 96 pieces. Most of his work has themes around death, individualism, and extensionism. Because of Chairil Anwar's distinctive literature works, he is also known as the Indonesian pioneer of 45 poetry and modern poetry. The date of his death, April 28, is celebrated as National Poetry Day. Let's move on to April 28, 2001, when Dennis Anthony Tito became the first tourist to visit the International Space Station. Dennis Anthony Tito was the first engineer, multimillionaire, and figure from the United States to travel to the space station and flew with Soyuz. The tour took place between April 28 and May 6, 2001. To carry out the mission, Tito had to pay $20 million. After returning from space, Dennis testified before several science and technology and space institutions on July 24, 2003. I'll end today in history with World Occupational Safety and Health Day. Initially in North America, April 28 was a day to commemorate workers who were killed, disabled, injured, or made unhealthy by their work. In 2001, the International Workers' Organization, ILO, as part of the United Nations, recognized April 28 as Workers' Remembrance Day and declared it as World Occupational Safety and Health Day. In 2002, the ILO announced that April 28 must be an official anniversary in the UN system. That was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Sahi,
hatiku. Oh, 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 sakit melihatmu dengannya. Ini malam terakhir. Terakhir harapan tinggi jatuh menguap tak berbentuk, nyata bukan pertanda, hanya pikiranku saja. Harapan itu semu, sulit untuk ku percaya. Sampai akhirnya ku lihat sendiri. Bahkanmu saja janji diri sendiri. Terakhir malam ini.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The title of today's My Indonesia is Embassy of Republic of Indonesia in Colombo facilitating repatriation of 335 Indonesian citizens to Indonesia. Facing the COVID-19 pandemic, Embassy of Republic of Indonesia in Colombo facilitated the repatriation of 335 Indonesian citizens from Sri Lanka and the Maldives to Indonesia on Friday. As quoted on the website kemlo.go.id, They are mostly Indonesian migrant workers who work in the tourism sector in Maldives and Sri Lanka. The repatriation was carried out by using Garuda Indonesia aircraft specially chartered at the expense of company, research and Indonesian citizens independently through the facilitation of Indonesian Embassy in Colombo and Helis Aviation as Garuda Indonesia general sales agent in Sri Lanka. In addition, the charter plane departed from Colombo at 7:30 carrying 42 Indonesian migrant workers from Sri Lanka to Mali Airport to pick up another 293 Indonesian migrant workers in the Maldives. The Indonesian migrant workers arrived in Denpasar, Bali the next day at 10:10. April 24, 2020 became the historic day for Garuda Indonesia because it landed for the first time in the Maldives. The cessation of company operation and resort in Maldives makes repatriation the best way to avoid the abandonment of Indonesian migrant workers for a few months ahead. The Indonesian embassy in Colombo used the momentum when the company's cash flow and results were still good enough to finance Indonesian migrant workers' repatriation to Indonesia. Most Indonesian migrant workers who work in the tourism sector will no longer receive full salary starting in April and ahead. As many as 80% of Indonesian migrant workers returned were Balinese, while the rest came from Surabaya, Makassar, and Lombok. In addition to the repatriation to Denpasar, the Indonesian embassy in Colombo will also repatriate hundreds of other Indonesian migrant workers from Jakarta destination, which is temporarily scheduled at the end of April. Effective communication with companies and resorts was very important to ensure the smooth repatriation process. The Indonesian embassy in Colombo also continued to work on various ways through coordination with various parties in the Maldives for the convenience of Indonesian migrant workers to take part in this special flight. Based on Maldivian immigration data, currently there are 3,151 Indonesians living in the Maldives. Most of them work in the tourism, construction, hospitality, and restaurant sectors. While in Sri Lanka, there are around 426 Indonesian citizens registered by the Indonesian Embassy and Sri Lankan Immigration. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Drive me to the top. yang buat aku bosan. Klub ini ramai tapi jiwa aku kosong.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know virtual tour of Indonesian National Museum. Stay tuned. To treat homesickness, to visit some places amid the physical restrictions that are being imposed in various regions, virtual tour becomes a solution. Virtual tour is a facility which is provided by certain tourism objects in order to be enjoyed by online. In Indonesia, tourism object which provides virtual tour service is Indonesia National Museum. Indonesia National Museum, or well-known called Museum Gajah, is located on Jalan Merdeka Barat No. 12 Central, which consists of seven among others relics in Indonesia. To conduct virtual tour of the museum, you have to visit website www.museumnasional.or.id, then click feature of virtual tour. Your virtual tour is begun from front yard of the museum. Then to continue your trip, you must click blue cursor which will direct you to rooms that become your destinations. Do not be worried, you will only see to one direction because the museum in virtual tour is shown in 360 degrees, so you can rotate fully to look to all sides. In addition, you can move closer or away on the screen to be able to see the installation in the museum clearly. If you want to go directly to the location of the Indonesian National Museum, you can choose directly on the museum's map in the virtual tour service. You only click maps icon at the top left corner on the display. Then you click again floor or room that will be your destination. You can read the explanation of the collections of the museum by clicking the green symbol which appears above the objects. In addition, you can also see all the collections in three dimensions, which can be rotated until 360 degrees. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring virtual tour at Indonesian National Museum, Jakarta. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is permisi. Permisi, which means excuse me. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on permisi or excuse me. Kevin arrived at a boarding house. He greets the boarding house guard by using the word permisi. Permisi, which means excuse me.
Permisi, Pak.
Iya, ada apa?
Saya mau mencari kamar kosong.
After listening to the conversation earlier, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is permisi, permisi, or excuse me. I will say the words 2 times and you may repeat after me. Permisi, permisi, which means excuse me. Maaf, maaf, which means sorry. Saya mau bertanya, saya mau bertanya, which means I want to ask. Silakan, silakan, which means go ahead. Ada apa, which means what's wrong. Kenapa, kenapa, which means why. Cari, cari, which means looking for. In the cost or cost, which means boarding house. Saya mau cari kamar kosong. Saya mau cari kamar kosong, which means I want to find a vacant room. In the conversation, you hear Kevin said permisi. Permisi, which means excuse me. In that phrase, there is permisi. The word permisi in that context is used so that others know of your presence and then pay attention to what you are going to say. The remarks are usually conveyed as a part of courtesy before asking someone on the road or elsewhere. After getting a response, you can convey your goals. Let's listen to this example. Permisi, Pak. Permisi, Pak, which means excuse me, sir. Ya, ada apa? Iya, ada apa? Which means yes, what's up? Saya mau mencari kamar kosong. Saya mau mencari kamar kosong, which means I want to find a vacant room. Besides permisi, to start a conversation, you can also say maaf. Maaf, which means sorry. Responses you might hear include, iya, ada apa? Iya, ada apa? Which means, yes, what's up? Iya, kenapa? Iya, kenapa? Which means, yes, why? Silakan, silakan, which means, go ahead. Let's listen to examples of this conversation again. Saya mau bertanya, Pak. Saya mau bertanya, Pak, which means, I want to ask, sir. Iya, ada apa? Iya, ada apa? Which means, yes, what's up? Maaf, Pak. Maaf, Pak, which means sorry, sir. Iya, kenapa? Iya, kenapa? Which means yes, why? Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of conversation once more.
Permisi, Pak.
Iya, ada apa?
Saya mau mencari kamar kosong.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Dan merubah semua yang ada.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a ballad song entitled Bejaje, sung by Mezi. Composed by Majinur Darlisanto, a well-known called Mezi, the song Bejaje has a simple lyrics. The song tells a story of someone who sells traditional snacks such as putu, apem, nagasari, klepon, and many others. The composer also tells about the vendor who wants to assist her or his parent to get some money. In some Basmala language, bejaje means selling. As we know, besides in Sumatra Island, the Malay language is also used in part of Kalimantan regions, such as in Sambas Regency, West Kalimantan. Due to the language develops in Sambas and surrounding area, this Malay language is known as Sambas Malay. The song Bejaje is usually accompanied by guitar, accordion, and gendang. Now listener, let's listen to the song Bejaje by Mezi. Enjoy the song.
Bejaje kue ke mane-mane cari rejaki mulung urang tue nyamaninya narasenye daan nyasal balinye kue buatan umak lasaye nang jauh mendakat nang dakat merapat mumpung kue nye masih angat. Apam putu cang senye daan nyasal balinye kuih buatan umak lasaye
nang jauh mendekat, nang dekat merapat, mumpung kuenye masih hangat, mumpung kuenye masih hangat, mumpung kuenye masih hangat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Percaya padamu lagi yang aku dengar sana sini kau punya janji lalu yang mana aku dia atau dia jadi bagaimana aku bingung yeah yang jelas
listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.